The Rio del City Council welcomed back former councilmember Gordon Johnson at their August 6th meeting to fill the vacancy created when Brian Richter moved out of the area. They had failed to fill the seat at the previous meeting when council members Sue Stran and Frank Wilson voted for local resident Amanda Carter, while Julie Woodall and Mayor Deborah Garns voted for Johnson. After multiple tied votes, the matter was delayed until the 6th. Russell Gans, the city attorney, explained that the council would need to call for a special election to fill the seat if they were unable to agree tonight. Amanda Carter addressed the council and withdrew her application in order to avoid an expensive special election.
I'm very good at separating my own opinions and desires from what I think is good for the town as a whole. And to me, I think that's what I would be doing withdrawing my name. Gordon is a great guy. And if I were on the council, I would fully vote for him, and I do think that he was elected by the people, like you said, and as representatives of the people of this town, it's your job to stick with what they voted for, and that was for Gordon.
Local resident Alonzo Bradford had also applied for the vacancy, but he withdrew his application as well. Johnson was sworn in and seated at the council table for the remainder of the meeting. The council then discussed the Danco Permanent Supportive Housing Project, which is under construction on Rigby Avenue. Sally Hewitt, a program manager for the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services, was present to discuss the project as a key partner with Danco for this development. Danco is expected to start accepting applications in October of this year. In order to qualify, a person must be on Medi-Cal. They must meet income limits at or below 40% of the federal poverty level, and they must have a specific need for permanent supportive housing, such as mental illness, chronically homeless, or homeless and disabled. An applicant would need to call 211 and ask to be put into the coordinated entry system for housing assistance. There will be a community outreach event in Rio Del at the Journey Church on Thursday, August 15th from 8:30 to noon. Staff from the Community Resource Center, City Hall, and the county's Mobile Intervention and Service Team, known as MIST, will be present. City Manager Kyle Knopp described some of the oversight and community outreach efforts conducted.
As we get closer to the full rollout of the project, so December, January, where people are occupying the facility, that we coordinate regular neighborhood meetings during the rollout of the Danco project. So this proposal would involve just scheduling the monthly meetings between neighborhood residents and representatives of County DHHS, Danco, and the Community Resource Center to hear community concerns related to the occupancy of the project. And so the city would play a role in terms of facilitating communication, which would be the key to working out any of the problems with how the project is run initially, and provide feedback for the correction of those issues so that we, you know, maintain and help facilitate a communication between all parties.
Paula Mushrush from the County of Humboldt next presented information on the Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, program. CDBG is a main source of grant funding for projects such as infrastructure, economic development, and housing. Rio Del has utilized CDBG grants extensively in the past, including for the new ADA ramp at City Hall and housing rehabilitation loans. Mushrush and the council described a variety of potential projects that might qualify for CDBG funding, including the needed Painter Street wastewater pipe upgrade, a sewer lateral grant program, or code enforcement activities. The city may explore doing a citywide income survey in order to try and qualify as a lower-income community, which would expand the available funding options. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council is Tuesday, August 20th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.